So third hole, does it again. The preacher lets him go first, says again, and the preacher's like, hey, I told you to stop. This is very, very offensive to me. So finally he's like, okay, Father, I won't do this again. I'll try my best. So he does it again. Does it, and he says it again. The preacher's like, oh my goodness. And next thing you know, there's clouds, rainstorms rolling in. And the lightning bolt comes and strikes the pastor. And from the heavens you hear, gosh darn it, some of a gun I missed. And that story, well, actually my brother can tell it better than I can, but it learned me a lesson that sometimes God even makes mistakes. He hits the wrong person at the wrong time.
Well, if I had 4 years, that don't mean I'm a Mormon, so if you caught what I meant by that. But I'm thankful that I'm here today, and we heard a good message, great message. Don't say good message, a great message this morning on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and made me think of some of the things that my grandmother, she was Southern Baptist, and she told me one time when I was a teenager that the Holy Ghost is for the people back then and for the future. Well, I gave her the wrong answer. I looked at her and I said, couldn't the future be now? And she looked at me and I said, she don't want to talk to me no more about that stuff. So I'm just thankful that the Holy Ghost, that the future is now. And we got the Holy Ghost in our presence. Amen. And I know that little Stephen over there, I hate to say it, but you're the baby of the bunch right now. But just think, one of these days, somebody else will come along and you'll help pray them through. And all the things that can be going on. And as Andrew was making reference, you know, why do we actually come here as a social kind of thing? I really am not here for socialism. What I'm here is to make the bride. That's what I'm here for. I'm not just coming to, well, there's Mike there, and there's Brett, and there's this person and that person. But no, I'm coming here so I can make the bride, even though I should be a groom, but you know, I'd rather make the bride and then go on. And just because I'm as young as I am, my feet ain't in the grave yet. I'll be around when the restoration of the church takes place. When it takes place, I'll be around. I might be toothless, I will have a toupee on. I won't have a perfect head. Sorry, Brother Smith, I'm not going to be 5'6". I passed that by accident. But another thing, when I'm looking out for perfection, I'll be looking out for the day I don't have to wear these. I'll be glad when I go to heaven I don't have to wear a pair of glasses. And another thing I'll be glad about when I go to heaven, they'll be able to dance again. And another thing I'll be looking at as a perfect body. I've heard different ministers talk about, we'll have that 33-year-old body. Well, there's someone 35 right there. He's got pretty perfect, compared to me, it's a perfect body. So, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful that we have a vision. And that we have enough intelligence talking about the intellectual part, we got enough intelligence to know we don't have it all yet. And that there's going to be some day that screw will be turned and, oh, there's a revelation on such and such. That one little, might be one little, well, Brother Langer said he just had just a little bit compared to all the knowledge God has about the truth. So, you know, we just got just an eyedropper full of what truth there is right now. And then one of these days, I'll be glad when we can have those big old gallon kegs. Have big old kegs of the truth that we will end up getting. And, I mean, just between an eyedropper and a keg, I'd rather have the keg. But I'm thankful that I'm in the body of Christ. And I am one of those body of Christ brats. But I was thankful for what we did during the meeting. I mean, I got to be with some of the guys from Kansas City. And I know that I've been away from there for 42 years. This month, we've been gone for 42 years. Yep, I'm an archy now. But I'm thankful that I do have something to look back at, that there is a church still going on in Kansas City. But I'd rather be in the best church, in my opinion, in the body, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Because, you know, this is the only place in the body you can get a piece of the solid rock, if you catch my drift. This is the only place in the whole body that can get a piece of the solid rock. And I want a good, solid foundation, a real good spiritual life where I can make the bride. So I'm thankful to be here.
Just in time you heard me, just in time you came, but no one else really knew what I was carrying was pain. When despair had almost taken me and no one was around, then I cried out on your name the fight. Just in time, you heard me once again. When I thought I was at my end, you came just in time. Just in time, when I thought all was lost, you heard my cry in the night when I was about to give up the fight.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate the Lord coming in and touching these young sisters, and appreciate that song, Sister Amy. He did. He came, seemed like he came just in time for all of us, didn't he? Amen. I've got a little purple deal here. I don't know if that's a little bracelet or what that is, what you can do with it. But anyway, I've got, if anybody's lost that, well, see, I doubt whoever owns that. I doubt if they own a weed eater, but anyway. Now here's a little, I got a little airplane here. Look up here, all you little boys. Lisha, whose little airplane is that? Have y'all seen this? Oh, here comes Eshon. This belongs to Eshon. All right. There you go. All right. He'll have a weed eater, yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. I do want to make mention that I've been talking some to Sister Brittany about putting together some volunteer work for the church. And so we came up with a name for it, so you'll know what they're talking about when they announce different things. WINGS, We in God's Service. And I've asked her to help us with visitors. When people come and visit, I want to not just send them a letter, but have somebody go see them. And I was telling her, I said, I'd like for people, you know, to do things like that in twos. Jesus sent them out in twos, but it's also good to have somebody with you when you're doing these things, and to be a witness and share the testimony of it and help in the work of it. And several things we mentioned that we don't have it all together yet, but we're working on it. So I just want to mention it so you could be praying about it. One of the things we talked about is some of our elderly saints need some attention. They need to be visited. Does anyone have any report on Sister Rice? Has anybody talked to her lately? Well, I was telling her, I said, it'd be good, you know, if somebody just went by there to see her about once a week. And if we could take her a meal and even have enough, you know, we could get different volunteers that we could fix a meal for her once in a while, and that she could have enough for leftovers, you know. It's just one person, but I know she doesn't really eat right. When you're older and you're alone, well, you don't really eat nutritionally.
Every time I offer to buy her something to take her wherever, my son and daughter-in-law take care of her.
Yeah, that's what she says. But and even, you know, but different ones, even Sister Wilkins, you know, she's always down with her bronchitis, and it would be good. I just think there's several things we could do and be doing that to reach out to new visitors. We had a new family here recently. What was their names? Stephen Ray Moore. You know, we need to just keep contact with them. And I'm willing to do my part on it, but it doesn't, sometimes it helps for saints, somebody on a, you know, on a little different method or a little different approach, not such a serious approach sometimes, is helps people just to make a contact with them. Sister Brittany? Right. Right. And we've done those kind of things down through the years, but we're just trying to get it a little bit more coordinated where we're not letting anything fall through the cracks but also just visiting, you know, these new people. We get a lot of new people come through here, and I think it would help. I said, I think it would be good if somebody showed up at their door with a dozen cookies, you know. We could have some cookie makers in here and keep, you know, I'm talking about for visitors now. Make your own cookies if you've been here, you know. Find out who the cookie makers is. You may be getting somebody else's. But anyway, we're working on that, and we'll tell you more about it as time goes on. But if you want to labor in that, well, you can see Sister Brittany. She'll get your name, and we'll, you know, there's nothing that'll help you any more than doing something for others. And just wanted to make mention of it. It's not quite in its working part yet, but we'll get there. Praise God. Keep praying for Brother and Sister Goforth, that the Lord will help them, lead them to the right home. Sister Hutchinson. Our memory's starting to fail her, so let's keep praying for her and pray for keep praying for Sister Rice too. Also, Sister Angie Perry's really having a difficult time with her back, and let's remember her. She's probably going to have back surgery if God doesn't touch her. I hate to see them missing church. You know, when you hadn't been, yes. Oh, did she? I didn't know that. How's she doing? Good. All right. Well, I knew that was one of her options, was to have surgery or try to continue to take medication. And I knew she was really considering the surgery. So, but I was gone this week up in Missouri, so I didn't catch that. Let's keep praying for her. Also, Ariel's really sick today. Brother and Sister Dodson was going to be here tonight, and they didn't make it, so... rain, you know, it started raining by the time they was ready to come out, and they kind of had to get out in the rain, so keep praying for them. Shane's not here tonight because Shaney went home after dinner today, and she got real sick and was throwing up and having some intestinal problems, and so he stayed home with her tonight. Pray for her. He said she really was sick. Brother DJ. Yeah, I said that. Remember, did you hear me? They were, okay, you got something else? Huh? Yes. I mentioned it, but it started raining and they hated to get out in the rain. Oh, Lila's not feeling good here tonight. All right, let's remember her. Also, brother, is Brother Zach and Brother Caleb on their way home? Or let's, they've been visiting up in Wichita today. I got permission from Brother Green for them to come or go. I told him, I said, I'm not sure just how spiritual this is, but they're going to be in church, and that's a good thing. But I said, I'm sending them on a journey, on a job. I said, we're recruiting. We're looking for saints. So I said, they're up there to recruit. Anyway, they're on their way home, and let's pray that God would watch over them, keep his hand on them while they're traveling. What else? What am I missing? Sister Gail? Dave? All right, Brother Dave's not feeling good. Anything else before we go home? Want to mention? All right, Sister Cindy's starting a new job tomorrow. Making more money, that's better. That's more ties for the church. Brother DJ? Next weekend, all right, Labor Day weekend. Remember the meeting also in the Convention Center in Louisville, Kentucky, where it'll be Labor Day weekend. So that's coming up this next weekend, Sister Jerry. Your principal's son passed away. All right. Remember that need. Yes. All right, Sister Jennifer. She needs our prayers still. All right. Let's all, before we go home, Sister Gaylor. All right. Yes, let's keep praying for the Gaylor family and pray that Brother Gaylor can get off the truck over the road driving and find a local job here. Let's ask God to help him with that. I know the family needs him here. And he needs to be here in church, and we need him here. So let's keep praying for that. Praise God. All right. Let's all stand and ask.